Ari Galper, Unlock the Sales Game, Part 1.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Ari Galper is the world's number one authority on trust-based selling and has been featured on CEO Magazine, Forbes, Inc. Magazine, Sky News, and the Australian Financial Review. As trust becomes the most important currency in the new economy, the act of selling is a dehumanizing process with endless chasing, has been completely reinvented and anchored in the timeless values of integrity and trust through trust-based selling. So in his best-selling book, Unlock the Sales Game, Ari describes his revolutionary sales approach based on getting to the truth and why having a mindset of focusing on deep trust instead of the sale is ironically 10 times more profitable. So I'm happy to introduce Ari Galper, world's number one authority on trust-based selling. How's it going, Ari?
Good, Brian. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome to Brian J. Pombo Live. So let's just start out. Just tell us a little bit more about you and where you come from.
Sure. So I'm from the U.S., originally from California. I live in Sydney, Australia right now. Been here for 20 years, actually. Met my wife on a dating site 20 years ago. She's from Sydney. Met her in Los Angeles. We actually met on a dating site back. This is pre-swiping days. It's just photo and text and email. And then we started dating, came back to Sydney to visit her family, got engaged there, and then married. And we've been here for 20 years now, ever since.
Oh, fabulous. So how did you get into trust-based selling? What's your background there?
Sure. So prior to all that, I used to be a sales manager in a software company where we launched the first online website data collection tools, like website behavior. It's called Google Analytics now, where you track the stats on websites. But back then, we were the first one to come out with something like that. Fast growing business, internet was kind of taking off. I had 18 people underneath me, sales reps, and the large opportunities came across my desk. I was kind of the first one to get those. And this one lead came across my desk and I called the contact back. It was a big company, lots of websites. And I called him, nice guy, and he agreed to a demo and a conference call to see our product. And this was such a big opportunity, Brian, that if I close a sale, it would double the revenue of the company in one sale. That's how big it was. So really excited. Everyone's excited. So they finally came Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock, never forget it. I was in the conference room with my CEO and the door was closed behind me. We had one of those long conference tables in front of us in the conference room. And on the table was a speakerphone, the old school one, you know, the corporate one with the spaceship looking arms on there.
I remember them.
And the Star Trek ones. And so I hit the dial tone. I dialed the number and my contact picks it up. He's like, "Hey, Ari, hey, how's it going? Good." And he says to me, "Ari, let us tell you who else is with us on the line today." I was like, "Oh, great." Next thing I hear is, "My name's John, I'm CEO. I was like, "Wow, CEO of the whole company. That's incredible. My name's Mike, I'm head of IT. Oh, this is good. My name is Julie, I'm head of global marketing. Oh, this is even better." I mean, everybody on this call was basically a decision maker. You know, this is a hope, the call we hope to get as often as possible. So all was good there. And I began to introduce myself, kind of describe what we do, then begin to give them a live web demo over the web of their website. We collected ahead of time to show them stats of what it looks like to see their live data. And I started showing this to them and going through it. And I started hearing the noise on the phone call, like, "Wow, this is great. This is amazing. This is incredible. How do we do this? Is great." They start asking me all kinds of questions. You know, how do we use it? How do we install it? How does it work? How can we leverage it? They are asking me all the right kinds of questions. And I'm answering everything back as I should. There was so much chemistry on this phone call, Brian. It was like a love fest on the phone. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so right. There was no friction. Everyone was there. I was in my element. You know, I had the CDs in my car, how to sell. I had went to the guru seminars. You know, I had the books, how to do everything. And I was doing what I was supposed to do. Build rapport, you know, answer objections, trial close. I was doing everything in the books, you know, and it was awesome. And my boss comes over like, and it gives me like a bit of a high five on my shoulders, like, you know, nice job. He's on his phone calling for the next car he wants to get, the wheel color and all that, because like, this is such a done deal. It's incredible. And the hour goes by and my contact says to me, Ari, this is great. We love it. Look, give us a call a couple of weeks, follow up with us, and we'll move this thing forward. I was like, oh, thank you, God. You know, this is amazing. So I took my arm and I reached for the phone in the middle of the table. As I'm reaching for the phone, I'm reaching for that off button. As I reach for the off button, by complete accident, now I said divine intervention, my thumb hit the mute button instead of the off button. They were kind of like right next to each other. And I clicked it by accident and a small click happened and they thought I hung up the phone. In that split second, a voice inside of me said, Ari, go to the dark side. Be a fly on the wall. You got nothing to lose. Listen in for a couple of seconds. Go where no one's ever gone before in the world of sales, you know? So I was like, all right. So I listened in. They started talking amongst themselves, thinking I had left the call. So what would you imagine they would have said on that call? Not a trick question. What would you imagine after a call like that? You probably hear people like that.
You would think that it would sound just like it sounded in person while they were talking with you.
Right. That's what you'd expect, right? But let me share with you what I heard verbatim, word for word. It's why we're all here today. What they said was this. They said, we're not going to go with him. Keep using him for more information. And make sure we shop someplace else cheaper. Knife in heart twist. I was in a state of shock. I couldn't believe it. I snapped out of it, hit the off button, looked at the wall in front of me. And I said to myself, what did I do wrong? I was competent. I was friendly. I wasn't aggressive. I answered the questions. I met their needs. I did every single thing in the sales playbook I was supposed to do that everyone teaches up until this day. And then I asked myself, well, then I realized I had an epiphany. I realized that somewhere along the way, it has become socially acceptable not to tell the truth to people who sell, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to say things like, sounds good. Oh, send me information. Oh, we're definitely what? We're definitely interested without having any intention of buying at all, right? Then I asked myself, why were they afraid just to tell me the truth? Why were they playing this game with me? And I realized that there is an invisible river of sort of this pressure that flows underneath every conversation you have with somebody pre-sale. Now, they can't see it and you can't see it, but it's there. And if you aren't consciously aware of it and are removing it from your process all the time, what will happen is they'll feel comfortable putting their guard up, not telling you the truth, giving you breadcrumbs, hoping you get excited, and forcing you to chase them without any intention of buying at all, which leads to a very dehumanizing, unethical process where you pretty much feel like you're at the bottom of the barrel and you're like, and you're chasing ghosts and you're like, how did I get here? And that's what I realized. I've got to come up with a brand new approach, a whole new way of doing this that sort of breaks that pattern. That's where I created my Unlock the Game trust-based selling, a mindset approach where the whole concept is a real shift. Is not to focus anymore on the end goal of your sale, but the goal instead is to focus 110% only on trust building with them, to build this bubble of vulnerability where they feel comfortable opening up to you and telling you the truth of where you stand. So you're no longer guessing and chasing these ghosts and putting yourself in a position that lowers your humanity. And that became my whole Unlock the Game revolution 20 years ago, which is picking up a lot of speed right now in this economy. People are really tired of all those games. That's pretty much where it all came from.
For full conversations, go to bjpchats.com.